Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our special feature this morning, Zambia Blog Talk Radio. This is April the 5th, 2014. It's amazing how the days are flying, and we are slowly just winding down the year without even realizing it. I am your host, Nathan Nkama, from the great city of Dallas, Texas. We have a special feature this morning. Our good friend and pastor and president and founder of Fresh Aroma International Ministries, Pastor Mwaka, will be joining us in a while to discuss the upcoming conference. And whilst we wait for her to do that, we shall just let me say good morning to Pianki. Pianki, welcome back. Okay, Dr. Patrick, good morning.
I hope I didn't scare my brother Pianki away. Pianki, come back.
I like that. No, I don't think Pianki is somebody who can be scared away.
That's right.
I'm sure he's fine.
Oh, yes.
Also joining
us
is Pastor Betty. She works with Pastor Mark at All Nations House of Prayer Church. Pastor Betty, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pastor Nathan.
Good to have you on the show, and looking forward to this great discussion. Can you please remind Prophetess that the show is on? Maybe she's talking to President Obama or something like that. Tell her to hang up with the president and tell her the show is on.
That's okay if she's talking to President Obama. That's a good sign.
Yes, it is.
Namunji, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you.
You're welcome. Pianki, are you there? Okay, I don't know. Maybe I've got the area code 314. The last four digits are 4601. Good morning.
Good morning.
Please tell us your name and thanks for joining us.
Hi. How are you?
My name is Fiko.
Everybody.
Sorry about that. We didn't check. Could you say that again, please?
Oh, good morning, Pastor Nathan. This is Shiku.
Oh, Shiku.
Yes.
I don't know why I put Pianki's number there. Anyway, your numbers look similar. Well, Shiku, Dr. Patrick, is one of Pastor Mwaka's ministry She's the executive assistant there. And we trust that all is well. And we want to encourage everybody that our show and our segment today comes to you courtesy of Fresh Aroma International Ministries. And Fresh Aroma is hosting its 10th annual Spring Prophetic Conference. It's coming up 17th April and up to the 20th. The conference is free. However, we still need you to register so that we know that you are coming to join us and we can adequately sort of just plan and prepare for you. If we know the numbers, and you know that if you are dealing with a hotel, they need to know the numbers that you are bringing into their premises so that they can prepare for you adequately. So we encourage you to do that. Please go to the website. It's www.fresharomaministry.org, and you are going to find all the information there and all the good things that will be going on. Dr. Pat, whilst we're waiting for Prophetess Mwaka, this Obamacare thing, as they call it, it's mind-boggling. It's really mind-boggling, you know?
Yes, yes, yes. It's a situation where for one entire year, I was shouting at my wonderful Labrador dog. I was shouting at my wonderful Labrador dog. I was shouting at my wonderful children. I was shouting at my wonderful wife. I was shouting at my wonderful parents, and I was telling them, do not travel to Texas. Do not travel to Texas. It's bad in Texas. Don't go to Texas. And I did that for an entire year. Come to find out yesterday, Texas is offering anyone that go to Texas, they're offering $200,000, a minimum base for employment. They're giving you free houses, free apartment residence for at least 2 years. You can the clothing, top-of-the-line clothing, you can get at discount rates. For travel, you can travel to Zambia at a low cost of $100 round trip. All of a sudden you look at all the people you've been saying bad things about Texas, and they look at you and say, what's going on here?
Texas is the place, Dr. Patrick. That's where the Spring Prophetic Conference is. Texas is
yes.
the place.
Yes. So the Republicans, they've been bad-mouthing Obamacare.
Yeah, we
don't care
about the Republicans. We just wake up early in the morning on the prayer line and pray for them. Isn't that so, Chico, Pastor Betty?
Yes, yes.
We are a praying people here. Well, although I don't want to use the word guest, but I'll use it because she's the one who's going to be receiving my questions this morning. A team member, a beloved mother, a distinguished woman of God, a friend, a ministry, a trailblazer. She's everything, every good word you can think of. We welcome Prophetess Mwaka Twagirayesu to the show today. We just want to talk about 10 years of the ministry and the upcoming conference. Let me say, my dear comrade and sister friend, good morning and welcome.
Good morning and praise the Lord. I was a bit concerned when I came on and I'm like, oh, what's happening about Texas? I thought this is where God lives and where good things happen.
We are transitioning from a very hot discussion about Obamacare, and I think we need to settle down and talk about the things of God now. All right, everybody, thanks for joining us. Prophetess Mwaka is here. She's the founder and president of Fresh Aroma International Ministries. Pastor, the conference is coming up in a few days here, starting on 17th April. Just give us an overview. Where do things stand?
Wow, where do I begin? First of all, thank you, man of God, once again for this incredible opportunity. This is the power of media to be able to speak
from the heart to so many people. And thank you so much, our team members who are on, Pastor Betty and Ms. Chico. Thank you so very much. We appreciate you. Well, we are inviting all of you who are listening in this morning to our upcoming 10th Annual Spring Prophetic Conference. We're also celebrating 10 years of the prophetic ministry God birthed through me 10 years ago. And this is going to be April the 17th to the 20th. And I know that the Lord is going to do exceedingly and abundantly. It's really not just going to be a great conference. You know, many times people go, wow, that was awesome, great preaching, great music, and they go back to, you know, life as usual. But I really believe the revelation that is going to come forth through every speaker, every singer, it's going to be a great impartation for all of us to begin to just operate on another dimension, because we've all worked so very hard since last year, you know, putting things in place, and it's more than just a one-day thing. It's really a lifetime encounter in the presence of the Lord. And so we are reaching out to all of you. Make sure to come. The conference is free, so there's no excuse for you not to come. We begin Thursday, April the 17th at 7 p.m. and then Friday morning at 9 a.m., Friday afternoon, 2 p.m., and then Friday evening, 7 p.m. Saturday morning, we have a breakfast, which you do need to register for in advance, also at 9 a.m. You can go on our website, www.fresharomaministry.org, and then Saturday evening, 6 p.m., Sunday morning, usually our out-of-town guests come to our local church, All Nations House of Prayer, and then we conclude Sunday at 5 p.m. So we're inviting all of you. It is not too late, even if you're from out of town, to come and receive from the Lord, and your life will never be the same again.
Amen. One amazing or fascinating thing, Pastor Mwaka, is that, you know, I gave a flyer, and I want you to really explain on this. I gave a flyer to a friend, and their eyes bulged out, and they're like, what, $35 registration fee for the conference? That's expensive. Could you please explain what this registration fee on the conference is? Whilst we keep saying that the conference is free, let the people understand.
Okay, dear friends and dear listeners, as you heard me say, the conference is free. Please do take time to read the flyer. See, many times people just browse and they see something and then they jump to a conclusion. The conference is free, but it's all what you're paying for is for the breakfast. And you know, when you're in a hotel, the money is not coming to us. The money is going, we have to pay for the bacon and the eggs and the sausage and the pancakes and the waffles and the fruit that you're going to eat. So you're paying for the breakfast. And, you know, look at it as an investment for yourself. The woman of God who's going to be ministering during that breakfast is a tremendous, tremendous servant of God. Understand that every servant of God have a mantle and an anointing that they release when they minister. So just look past that price for breakfast. Again, the money is not going to Prophetess Mwaka or to Pastor Nathan or to Pastor Betty or to Chico for us to get some new shoes. That we have to pay the hotel. Actually, we're actually charging you very little because they are charging us taxes and gratuities. We're trying to make it affordable. So the conference is free. So when you come in Thursday night, it is free. Friday morning, free. Friday afternoon, free. Friday night, free. No one is going to be on you. The money is for the Saturday breakfast. And so we urge you, and the price actually has gone up. It was $35, but because now we've missed the deadline, it has gone up. But we're in April, and we're really about to close. It is now $50 just because of we've missed the deadline. So see it as an investment in yourself. Ladies, our weaves are much more expensive. Our shoes are much more expensive. Just come treat yourself. It's a beautiful hotel, first-class breakfast, but the ministry you will receive is outstanding. So see it as you're treating yourself. When was the last time you had a nice breakfast in a hotel? You've been having tea and bread Monday to Friday, rushing off to work. So come and treat yourself. Come and receive outstanding ministry. Come and connect. People are coming from everywhere. Guests have already begun arriving. We have a bishop from Uganda who's already here. We have a lady from Denmark who's already here. She normally comes to help us, but we have people coming from everywhere. So it's also an incredible networking opportunity and an incredible time to meet people from all over the USA. We have people coming from Zambia, Rwanda. They just called the people we had extended an invitation. They got their visas. They were so excited from Rwanda. So it is an international conference. You're going to meet some outstanding, outstanding people. So I hope that makes it clear. Again, if you just come on, the conference is free. The price you see on the flyer is for the breakfast.
Excellent. I believe that explains it to our friend. One of the things that keeps arising, you know, this Pastor Mark doing ministry in America is families and people come with children. Could you please talk about what the conference is offering for the kids, for the youth, and so that the parents don't need to worry about, you know, trying to listen to Pastor Sarah Morgan preach or Dr. Bonica preach and the child is running up and down? What do we have in place for the for people with families?
You know, child care is big for us because we are parents too. My husband and I, we are blessed with five children. You can just imagine, from teenagers to toddlers. So believe me, when we go to meetings, we too are like, oh, is there anybody who can take these five so we can just take a break and receive the word? So we do have, and it's not child care, we have children's ministry for your teenagers, for your children, and for your toddlers throughout. But you do have to come on time because, it's not easy ministering to a whole bunch of children. We want to make it easy for those who will be ministering to the children, and you do need to register. Now, when I say register, it's free. You just need to go on the website, tell us you are coming. I believe there's space to say how many kids you will be coming with. So please do that. Those of you who have children, don't leave your children behind. Come with them, but come a little early so that the kids can get settled, you know, so that they can get acclimated. But for every session, we do have childcare. So your teenagers, your children, your toddlers are welcome. They will be ministered unto us. We, the adults, are being refreshed in the presence of God, being changed. Also our children, we have anointed ministers who love children because that's what I look for. It's not just babysitting, but we want people who love children and who are going to minister to the children. And by the grace of God, we have that. So welcome with your lovely children.
Excellent. I'm glad that you said that, Pastor Mwaka, because it's very important. You know, that's one of, like you've said, you and Apostle Darius, your husband, have got five kids. And that's the question that keeps coming up with everybody. Everybody listening online, or you, those of you that are coding, so Namunji, there's no excuse now. You know the kids will be taken care of at the conference. That is the reason we are asking and emphasizing that you register. The conference is free, but we need to know the people that you are coming with or the company that is going to be with you and our number of children and all those things. The website is www.fresharomaministry.org. Please go there, register, so that we know how many people that you're going to be coming with. Before I continue with my discussion with Pastor Mwaka, I invited a few friends and a few people to call in just to share their thoughts. Let me talk to Miss Pastor Betty, my good friend Pastor Betty. And Martini Texas. And It's Pastor Betty, it's good to have you here. Share with us your experience in interacting with Prophetess Mwaka, Fresh Aroma Ministry. How many conferences have you attended, and what has it done to your life?
My God, I have attended, I can say out of 10, probably I have attended 7. And even I remember in 2007, I think it was 2007, we hosted the first conference, the Fresh Aroma Conference here. At that time, not too many people knew Prophetess Mwaka. And before I go, I'm so honored to be on this radio talk show. Pastor Nathan, thank you so much, my good friend. Thank you so much, distinguished people on the prayer line, pastors and all the friends of Prophetess Mwaka. Thank you so much for coming to the radio talk show. And also, as I was saying earlier, I've attended maybe probably 7. And I remember we hosted one of the first Fresh Aroma conferences here in Dallas. And I remember that some people really didn't know much Prophetess Mwaka, but it was something I wanted to do for people to get to know us. So I remember even when we were doing the first conference here, people were thinking I was launching my ministry. At that time, I did not even have any idea about me starting a ministry. And I remember when we did the conference, I invited so many people who I know, and I told them, you know what, there's this powerful lady, powerful woman of God, she's in Boston, and I want us to do a conference for her in Dallas. And I mean, amazed how people responded. And people came together. We were meeting in my house. We were meeting about once a month. And I'm telling you, people brought money left and right. Pastor Nathan, I did not even spend any money. And at that time, people did not even know Prophetess. But just to hear there's this powerful, anointed woman of God, they were all willing. They all came, gave money for the conference. And I told Prophetess, I just want you to come and minister. You're not going to pay anything. Everything is paid for. Just come and share the word with the people of God. And I'm telling you, that conference was life-changing. Up to now, people were talking about that conference. God used the woman of God so mightily here in Dallas. My goodness, people who are going through situation in marriages, people who are going through situation in relationship, their lives were not the same. I remember one of my friends, I invited Doris. When she came to the conference, she was asking me, who is this woman? I said, this is Prophetess Mwaka from Boston. I said, how come you've never told me anything about her? Is this where you go when you go to Boston? I said, yeah, that's where I usually go. To her meetings in Boston. She said, oh, my God. And she was like, next time you are going, I don't want to be left behind. But we thank God. You know, God led the mighty man, woman of God to move here to Dana, so they are here where we can all share. But with my experiences with all the conferences, it's the anointing continues to increase every day. It's the power of God continues to increase. Even the woman of God, from the time I met her, my God, she is not the same woman I met a couple of years ago. One thing I like about this woman, let me grab about my pastor and my friend and my covenant sister. One thing I know about this woman of God, she is a woman who loves God so much. She is a woman who is a woman of prayer. Another thing I like about her, I'm a woman of excellence. And this woman of God, she is a woman of excellence. She does not take nonsense. She's a no-nonsense woman when it comes to excellency. And one thing I can grab about her, she is a firebrand. And me, I love preachers who are firebrand. And she is a woman of God who is firebrand. My God, when she holds that on my, because, you know, I've been serving a lot with Prophetess Mwaka. And we've been going to different states here in America. And every time I go with her, I am like, is this the same woman I know? No, this is somebody else. And then it's like she will be ministering, like I said, oh, my God, this is Pastor Juanita Banner, all these powerful and anointed women of God. And I always tell her, Prophetess, Prophetess, I don't think you know what you have. You are a woman who is so anointed. My God, all we need to pray for that one connection. And I'm telling you, your life will not be the same. One thing I like about her, when it comes to things of God, she does not compromise. She preaches and compromising word of God. She preaches a word when you hear, your life will not be the same. She preaches when you hear the message, it is transforming and your life cannot be the same. You know, when she holds that microphone to minister, my God, I'm like, oh my goodness, I am so glad I'm connected to her, because I know by the time she gets there, I'll be like, Prophetess, you remember? I've known you for all those years. And I remember when she launched her book, you know, she had an end-of-the-year conference in one of the hotels in Dallas. And she, that's the time I think she had launched her book. And I remember I went to her, I said, I want to be the first one for you to sign my book, because I know now, as years go by, the line will be so long, you will not even be able to get to me. So I want to be the first one, you sign my book, because there's going to be a long line where I will not have, you will not have time to sign my book. All I'm talking about, this is a woman who is very anointed, and I know this conference is not going to be the same. Yes, we've had many conferences. Yes, we have conferences which have been powerful and anointed, but I tell you, this conference is going to be a chain breaker conference. It's going to be a conference where bondages are going to be broken. It's going to be a conference where people will be delivered from drug addiction, from living, you know, shacking up with men and women together. They will be delivered. This is going to be a conference where there's going to be a change in the atmosphere. The environment is not going to be the same. The anointing is going to be so tangible. And people who come to this conference, my dear, they're going to want to know, when is the conference coming up? We want to come to the next conference. They will be ready and looking forward for the next conference. And that's what we want. We want people to come to this conference this year. Next year, they will come again, and they will continue coming. They will be looking forward for another conference, because I know God is going to do something in this conference that has never been done in the never before. Like a message she has preached before, never been done before, never been seen before. And that's what it's going to be in this conference.
Pastor Betty, you know the best part about everything you have said?
Yes.
Prophetess is Zambian.
I'm on the floor. I'm like, who is she talking about? I need to go meet that prophetess Mwaka myself.
It's very important, because I'm just laughing to myself. I'm like, I should have just done this interview with Betty. Don't you think so, Pastor Mwaka?
Yes. I'm like, Lord have mercy, I'm going for the conference. That woman of God must lay hands.
We are blessed, and we are blessed, and we're looking forward to. I just wanted, there are others that are going to share their experiences and their thoughts on the impact of your life and ministry in the kingdom of God and the community. Before, as we continue our discussion, first of all, the people need to know that the hotel, which is Sheraton, where we're going to host this conference, is offered a special rate. Could you just share with everybody listening, Prophetess Mwaka, on that as well?
Yes, first of all, thank you so much, Pastor Betty. That's very humbling. We've known Pastor Betty for the last 12 years. And so she knows, you know, she knows the side of the wife, the mother. She knows, I mean, she really does know me. So for her to speak so glowingly, I'm truly, truly humbled. And she's really seen, I remember she came to Boston when I think I did the first or the second, and we were really small by then, you know. So she's really seen God just slowly increase us and multiply us and expand us by the grace of God. And, you know, when people who know you very well can testify about you, it is very, very humbling. So thank you so much, Pastor Betty, for that. And let me just say, listeners, you see, God releases the anointing on preachers, not for us to say we are great and mighty, but the anointing is for God's people. And the Bible says that it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. And so in a gathering like that, you know, people come with all kinds of needs and issues, and I guarantee that the anointing will be present to destroy every yoke, to set the captives free, and just to take all of us to just a dimension we've never been. So I just wanted to touch on that. Those of you coming from out of state, we will be at the Sheraton Hotel. It has a free shuttle, so all you need to do is to call them when you arrive, and it will take you for free to the airport. Or it will pick you from the airport to the hotel, and the Sheraton is offering a rate. When you call, you have to say you're coming for the Fresh Aroma Conference, and they've given us a rate of $99, which includes breakfast. So, for example, you're coming in from Seattle Thursday night. Friday morning, you have free breakfast. Saturday, of course, you have that breakfast with all of us, the prophetic breakfast. But then Friday, Sunday, Monday, depending on how long you stay, Your room includes free breakfast, so make sure to book yourself in advance. Actually, the rooms are really filling up. We didn't realize we'd have so many people wanting to stay at the hotel, but they still have plenty of rooms. But it's a good thing to stay there. You know, you don't have to be coming from somewhere. You just come downstairs to the ballroom and just come and receive from the Lord.
We thank God. It's the reason we are doing this, everybody listening to our special feature with Prophetess Mwaka Twagirayesu, founder and president of Fresh Aroma Ministry International, celebrating 10 years of ministry and God faithfulness this year, hosting 10th annual Spring Prophetic Conference. The reason we are sharing this information about ministry to the children, the venue, the conference is free, and the hotel facilities is so that we try to clear and clarify some things. These are some of the questions that we are getting from people that are inquiring about the conference, so that we answer those questions so that you don't have any doubt to say, well, may I've got 5 children plus my 2 nieces, and what am I going to do when I go there? They'll just be running all over the place. I'm trying to listen to the message or the ministry of the word. Kids will just be disrupting me. So we want you to know that there will be children's ministry and the youth provided during the conference here. And let's talk about some of the things, or this is 10 years, okay? Let's talk about some of the special things that will take place, a woman of God, during the conference before I allow some other people to say something here in the conference. Okay, before we do that, let's try to go to let's go to Massachusetts here. Good morning, 50805. Is this Pastor? Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this Pastor Pacific?
This is Pastor Pacific.
Wow. Oh, my goodness, my brother. Oh, what a surprise.
Pastor, thank you for taking the time. I know you're in the middle of a church celebration, and
yes.
I just want you to go ahead. You wanted to say something to Pastor Mwaka and share your thoughts about what this ministry and conferences have done to your life.
Thank you, first of all, for the opportunity. Thank you, Prophetess. Thank you, Pastor. I wanted really to be able to give my thoughts and also to say something about Fresh Aroma Ministries and also about Prophetess Mwaka. She is my covenant sister. Her and her husband, Apostle Darius, they are dear friends for many, many years, since Boston. And since the beginning of this ministry, we've been there. So we know what this ministry is about. This ministry has had great impact in my family and personally in my life. That's why every year I used to attend all the meetings here in Boston. And mm-hmm. since they moved to Texas, I also make time every year to go to Fresh Aroma Conference, the Prophetic Conference. Even this year, my hotel is booked, my airline ticket is booked, so I'm on the way, just waiting for the time.
Wow.
Prophetess Mwaka, you know, sometimes when you get close to someone, you can come to know the person personally, and to know the quality, the value, and what the person is all about. And Prophetess Mwaka, she never stopped to impress me. And I encourage people to come closer and to come to know her heart. She loves God. I consider her to be the new kind of, the new breed of the new generation of ministers. She's not the old generation. I consider to be a new generation. That they are smarter, they are stronger, they are sharper, they are more intelligent. She's relevant in all that she does, and I cannot stop listening to her. Even in a private conversation, it can be in public speaking. I mean, sometimes I don't know what to say. She's very, very innovative, and her messages are very, very relevant. And I want to encourage everyone who's listening, if you have the way to go to Dallas, come. I know you will not be deceived. But there will be something that will impact your life. And I'm so glad to have Pastor Mwaka as my friend and this ministry to be connected to. I don't know exactly what I can say, but this ministry has impacted my life. Those meetings, have come to those meetings to be inspired, to be empowered, to be encouraged. And every time after the meeting, always I come refreshed and ready to take up some new challenges and just to face everything that comes my way. So thank you very much, and I can't wait to be in Dallas in the next few days.
Pastor, before we let you go, here is something I want you to address. You are a minister in your own right. You pastor a church. You run a ministry. Number one. Yes. Two, you are a man. The Fresh Aroma is run by our sister and friend, a lady. There's this notion most people say, well, it's led by a woman, so this thing is women's ministry. And, I mean, I've already got my own ministry. I'm a pastor. Why should I go to somebody's conference? I want you to speak to those two things and how, you know, just putting yourself in that place to say, you know what, let me just go support and be blessed and what it has done to your life and your personal ministry.
First of all, I recognize that a man, a woman in ministry, it doesn't matter.
Mm.
I go places. I'm very, very busy. I have my secular job that is the consulting. Yeah. It takes me time. Being a pastor, it takes me time. Having my own personal ministry, it takes me time. So for me to take my time out and to come is because I believe in this ministry. It's not just because she's a woman, but also I see many men come to this meeting. I don't think that it's the prophetic, the Fresh Aroma prophetic conferences are not just for women. I see a lot of men there. And myself, if I continue to come every year, it's because I find other men there, and because I'm impacted and I'm touched by the power of God and what this ministry is all about. And I encourage even servants of God, because it's not just for regular church goers, but this is also to impact ministers. Yes, I come to support because we're in covenant, but mostly I come also to be blessed. It's my time that I take aside to come and be blessed. I believe in women being in ministry, and Pastor Mwaka has qualified herself beyond measure to be able to stand in that capacity. She is a woman of God, but first of all, she is a woman, she is a servant of God, and she is a great leader. She has proven that. So I encourage those who have that in mind to know that Fresh Aroma conferences are not just for women. It's for both men and women. It's not just for the church goers. It's for the leaders. It's also for the member in the body of Christ.
Excellent. Pastor, thank you for taking the time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We're looking forward to seeing the Bostonians or the people from the Kingdom of Massachusetts.
Yes, we have actually a couple of people coming from our church, and some do. We located from some other places, but those that have been there before, they are all booked their tickets and their hotel. They're on the way.
Wow. Thank you, Pastor Pacific. What a blessing. We appreciate you so, so much.
You're welcome, Mama.
Praise God. That was Pastor Pacific Zageba from the great state of Massachusetts, there joining us. Excellent, excellent. Well, we have people listening online within the area, Pastor. And one thing I've never told you, Pastor Mwaka, is that actually, you know, it's good to, I like what Pastor Betty said, and to have people that support what you do. And one thing I realized, which I didn't know, Pastor Mwaka, is that a lot of our church family from our church do listen to the show, and I had no idea.
Wow.
So, good morning, Anna. She's listening from McKinney, and she says she's enjoying it. She's one of members from our church. She just sent me a message that she's enjoying listening to this, and I know she just lost a close friend. Anna, we're praying for you. We love you. And God bless you. Pastor, I wanted to talk about the guest speakers. This is something that is very key. Before I allow, there are other few people who want to say some things about their experience and interaction with your life and your ministry. Share with us about what we should expect from the speakers, the team and lineup of ministers that are going to declare and deliver the word of God.
Wow, praise be to God for that. Again, let me just appreciate Pastor Pacific Zagabe. He's been our friend, him and his wife, for over 20 years. His wife and I were students at Northeastern University together with Dr. Pat Muzingo. So I tell you, if there are people who know me, they know me. And for them to always fly from Boston to Dallas, it is just, what can I say, very humbling. And we give God the glory. The speakers that are coming, first of all, the number 10 is very significant. You know, 10 is the number of order. It's the number of completion. It's the number of perfection. It also means no lack. And normally for each conference, you know, months before, I'll know, you know, like last year for the 9th, I think 6 months before I already knew. But this one, I really took time because I was kind of selecting, and the Lord is like, no, not that one. So I really had to take time to seek the Lord. Now, because of the season we are in, you know, we as God's people must be like the sons of Issachar. We must understand the season we are in. And this season we are in as believers, the Lord is really shifting us to a place to understand that the anointing and the tongues and all that God's given us, it's not just for the house of God. It's not just to sing great songs and to fall out and foam at the mouth. What he has given us is to impact our generation. What he has given us is we are people of influence and we are a light. And so we must begin to operate in some of these spheres. And so this is very much connected to the guest speakers. For example, and I'm just so delighted that one of our speakers is going to be our very own spiritual father and leader in our nation, Dr. Nervous Mumba. Those of you from Zambia, you know the role that Dr. Mumba has played both in the kingdom and in the secular world. And I believe that we need more spirit-filled believers, even in political arenas. And I know I'll probably get a lot of flack for this, but look at Daniel. He was an intercessor, but he was a statesman. And yet, because of his life, it brought kings like Nebuchadnezzar to acknowledge that God is, Jehovah is God. And when you look at Esther, she was a woman after God's heart, yet she was a queen. So, and when I look at the continent of Africa, the president of Burundi is born again. The president of Malawi, Joyce Banda, is born again. The president of Liberia, Madam Johnson Sirleaf, is born again. So understand the season that we are in. And I think this is why the Lord was so deliberate with the caliber of speakers. Dr. Mumba has grace both in the kingdom and in the political arena. And so we're very, very delighted to have a man of his stature, a man of his caliber. He's an anointed man of God, not just a great preacher, but he's also been our vice president. He's also been our ambassador to Canada. So he's bringing a lot. And as I said, every preacher has a mantle and an anointing
that they release. And so those of you who, you know, you realize, you know, my life must mean something. I want to go to another level. Maybe I want to work for the United Nations, the IMF, you know, all these top secular organizations. Don't miss, because this man of God is carrying something that you need. We also have Dr. Abed Bwanika from the nation of Uganda. He's also a tremendous, wonderful friend of ours. And he, too, was a presidential candidate. He has a PhD, I think, in veterinary and medicine. He's such a great scholar, highly respected. We go to Uganda every year, and I tell you, walking with him in the streets of Canada, streets of Kampala, people are literally bowing, secular people. They have so much respect for him. But he's a man of God. He has a very lively, vibrant, powerful church. So that is a grace also upon Dr. Abed Bwanika, an anointing for the work of God, but also that political grace is upon his life. Of course, we have our prophetess Sarah Morgan, and a tremendous friend of ours based in California. I tell you, this woman is a trailblazer. If you want your prayer life to go to another level, she is a praying machine. And just me interacting with her for several years, it just shifted my whole mindset, my perspective, my life, my ministry. You don't want to miss her during the prophetic breakfast. And again, we urge you, you have to register in advance for that prophetic breakfast where she'll be speaking. We're not going to be doing any on-site registration. There'll be just too many people and too much going on. We're delighted to also have Prophetess Beverly Angel from the great nation of Zimbabwe and Zambia. We are great neighbors, and I tell you, and I even, listeners, let me urge you, Google Prophet Hubert Angel and Prophet Beverly Angel, and if I can just tell you their story in one quick minute. They were based in London for many, many years, had a very small ministry, and their spiritual father, whom we know very well, Prophet Victor Boateng from Ghana, he instructed them. And man, if people could understand spiritual authority and the power of obedience. But anyway, to cut a long story short, Prophet Victor, their father, told them, God wants to take your ministry to another level. He told them, the Lord is going to amplify your voice. Pack your bags and move to Zimbabwe. Now, when I heard that story, I said, wow, talk about obedience. Because most people, when their pastors or spiritual leaders tell them certain things, they are evaluating and reasoning and, oh, why is he telling me this? But anyway, Prophet Hubert Angel and Prophetess Beverly obeyed. And so in 2011, packed their bags, their four sons, left London, where they had lived for many years, moved to Zimbabwe, and I tell you, oh my goodness, they have literally taken the nation by storm. Their ministry, which was of 20 people, is now over 10,000. The prophetic, and you see, in the prophetic, there are different levels. The kind of prophetic ministry that God's given them is so specific, so accurate. It is absolutely incredible. They've gotten to a point now where even when President Mugabe is having functions, he calls them to come and bless the occasion. And he has acknowledged that Zimbabwe, we need to respect our spiritual leaders like these. So I'm just giving you their testimony so you can understand what these servants of God are carrying. When they do the December 31st, they cannot even fit in their 10,000-seater. It has to be in the stadium. The meetings are in the stadium because people's lives have been impacted, and they're not only impacting Zimbabwe, but they go to Botswana, to South Africa, Zambia, massive, massive crusades of thousands of people. But what I love about this couple, they're very humble, very God-fearing. They always acknowledge that this is just but the grace of God. It's not that they were on a 90-day fast. They just obeyed the instruction, and God has just done it. So Prophet Hubert Angel was not able to be with us. We believe God that next year he will. because he's doing a lot of work in the nation, and a lot of political leaders call on him. But his wife, who operates in that same anointing, actually she's our opening night speaker. So you don't want to miss us. Thursday, April the 17th, Prophetess Beverly Angel. They're also very particular where they go, because a lot of Zimbabweans have been asking me, woman of God, how did you do this? I mean, because people have tried, they get many invitations, obviously, as you can imagine, because of the impact of their ministry. But by God's grace, they said yes to us. And I know it's because God wants to impart something very special in the city of Dallas to us, the people of Dallas. It's been a very high price to pay. So please, when I say a high price spiritually, don't start looking into it. I'm just saying it's a high price. To get that caliber, it's not a small thing. So please, beloved people of Dallas, let's not miss our moment. And those coming from out of state, don't miss the opening night with Prophetess Beverly Angel. She's geared up. She's ready. She's just on fire. And know that all of us, please also understand, it's not just about Fresh Aroma Ministry. I'm just a vessel whom God is using. You see, God always will choose somebody and a ministry, but it's really for the body of Christ. So look at it as God loves you. God wants to bless you. God wants to change you. Let's not miss our moment. It's a divine moment. We want to receive that impartation to operate on that dimension.
Excellent. It's exactly 14 days from today. The conference will be starting. You have time, if you're listening from California, Florida, Minnesota, even Canada. You still have time to do your ticket reservations. We still have space in the hotel rooms. The website is fresharomaministry.org. Before we conclude and I allow you, I want you to say something about the radio show that you do on this same Zambia Block Talk Radio and the prayer line. Somebody's listening, but I want my colleague from Canada on behalf of Zambia Block Talk Radio to say something about our relationship and since you came on the show. Roger, good morning.
Good morning, Nathan, and thank you, Pastor Mwaka, and the freshness I think you bring to Zambia Block Talk Radio. And Nathan, I just want to say that, number one, Solutions is our number one rated program on Block Talk Radio, which on average ourselves on the weekday we may be having 10 callers calling, when we are having about 30 people call. And I don't know whether we should blame Pastor Mwaka for jamming the lines, but they get jammed up. And it's a spiritual jam, let me say. But it has been, as the word itself, the name of the show says Solutions. There are practical issues which are being discussed every Tuesday on Solutions on Zambia Block Talk Radio, which, in my view, Nathan, has really given another life to our radio station. The spiritual life, which most of us, I think, we are not aligned to, as every Saturday we want to talk about politics, nothing but politics. But we needed that spiritual line which can hold our radio station. And we are so thankful to Pastor Mwaka for coming in and bringing this aspect of Solution on Zambia Block Talk Radio.
Yeah, thank you, my friend.
Roger.
And Pastor, before you respond in 3 minutes, Pastor Mwaka, about Solutions and the prayer line you do, Roger, I was looking at the statistics before we came on the show. Our downloads of the recorded shows, and we credit this to Solutions, Pastor Mwaka, 255,000 downloads.
What?
Oh, yes, of the recorded show. The number of people that are downloading and recording the radar. I want you to talk about Solutions and the prayer line, Pastor, in like 3-4 minutes.
Oh, my God. I'm blown away by those figures. And you guys are the founders, so I know you're not exaggerating. That is amazing. And I'm so grateful to you, Pastor Nathan and Roger, for that opportunity. Solutions is every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And it was born out of my passion. My husband and I have been married for the last 22 years, and we travel a lot together, and we've been in ministry together. And one of the things we saw was really very poor marriages in the body of Christ. And, you know, I could have easily made it a preaching session, the solution. But I said, you know what, with what I'm seeing and the many people who come to us for counsel, I said, no, let's see how we can help people in their relationships, in their marriages. And so that's what Solutions is about. And we bring in different speakers. We've had people from Nigeria, Ghana, Zambia, Zimbabwe, South Africa, America. And just for 1 hour, we discuss, you know, different things that are affecting marriage, breakdown of communication. But we also have a heart for young people, because many of them will get hooked up with the wrong person. They're lonely in America. They're just tired of being single. And, you know, any brother who shows them attention, they're quick to just hook up. And, you know, unfortunately, it doesn't end well. So that's why it's called Solutions. We're very practical, very real, very relevant. We want to see our community in the diaspora having, you know, good, solid, godly marriages. And I'm grateful for the impact and even for the many testimonies that have come as a result of Solutions. Monday to Friday, we have a prayer line, and this prayer line has just brought such unity in the body. We have people from all over the USA who come on the prayer line. It's almost like 5 years now. Monday to Friday, the number is 712-432-0075, PIN 673802. But what this prayer line has done, you will see many of them coming for the conference. It's about 80 to 90 people praying every day. We pray for families, we pray for churches, we pray for America, we pray for the continent of Africa. We pray also for individual needs, and we're very punctual, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and we are done. But what this has done, again, as I've traveled in different cities, I meet so many people who say, I'm on the prayer line, my prayer life is different, God has answered me. I mean, it's just testimony after testimony. And it's almost 20 states, you know, people from Boston, Houston, Tennessee, Alabama, just coming together, standing in the gap, and they are all coming to the conference. So it is awesome what technology is doing, that we're able to go beyond the four walls of the church and just touch lives for the glory of God, transform people by the power of God.
We praise God. That was our show today. The founder and the president of Fresh Aroma International Ministries, Pastor Mwaka Twagirayeshu. There is exactly 14 days from today for the conference. The information is on the website, fresharomaministry.org. Or for further information, you can call 314-814-4601 or 214-938-6145. Let me just mention to everybody that you can also go to Facebook and find Pastor Mwaka. You can also go to Fresh Aroma Ministry. It's all on Facebook. Next week, we'll be talking to the people organizing President Kenneth Kaunda, Zambia's founding father, 90th birthday celebration. They'll be talking to us about what the celebration began on 1st April. And we are hoping that Dr. Kaunda can come on, Pastor Mwaka, so that the diaspora can sing happy birthday to him. So that's our show next week. Everybody, please come to Fresh Aroma April 17th to the 20th, 2014. We are looking forward to you joining us. There will be great things happening, youth, children, or explosive worship dance expressions, and a mighty, mighty explosion of the Word of God. Pastor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, man of God. I'm so blessed, so excited. Thank you for the opportunity to share with so many listeners. We look forward to receive you April 17th to the 20th, Sheraton Hotel, Dallas, Texas. Don't miss your moment.
Everybody have a great weekend, and we will see you next week again at the same time.
one.